is the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Hey, everybody. I'm so glad that you're joining us today for our Motivation Monday weekly live call. I'm Wendy, and Carly is here, too. And, you know, so we are always excited to hop on. This kind of gets us going on a Monday morning, ready to tackle the week, gets us thinking about, you know, what is really important to us right now, and what we can do to be better and to make this the most of this week. So, you know, one of the things that we talked about this morning is really about, you know, how you get, how you reach your max potential and how you manage your time every day to make sure that you are doing everything it takes to get to your full potential. And so, you know, Jim Rohn has these little tiny books that are about different keys to success. And so one of them is about time management. Carly and I have actually read these books to each other while flying. We might be weird, but we read out loud to each other when we have a lot of time on airplanes. And so, you know, these really impacted us. And one of the things that we were looking at today in this little time management book is about how, you know, humans are the only thing in existence that has the choice. You know, like it's in our genetic code. In other lives or forms, I guess you say the goose. This is an example. Humans are the only life form that has multiple choice. Like a goose flies south every winter. Why? Because he's a goose and he can't fly any other direction. That is how he is coded, right? He has no alternative. He has no other way. And, you know, all life forms are driven by that instinct and their genetic code, except for humans. And he goes on to say that we've been given the dignity of choice. We're not robots. We're not stuck like a tree using up all of the nourishment and have nothing left. And you die because you can't change locations. We can go any direction that we choose, and we can do anything that we want to do. But he talks about how every other life form except humans strive to the max of its potential. You know, how tall will a tree grow? As tall as it possibly can. You know, he says that you've never heard of a tree growing half as high as it could. That's impossible. A tree grows as high as it can. It puts down every root, produces every leaf it can, extends as far as it possibly can, and that every life form extends to the max except for humans. And why not us? Because we've been given the dignity of choice. And, you know, that's the thing. Like, we all have this extreme amount of potential to do anything that we set our minds to. You know, what keeps us from reaching our full potential? What keeps us from just being goal crushers and setting a goal and achieving it? Because we have the freedom of choice, right? We make those decisions. We decide what our commitment level is going to be. We decide to put things off for tomorrow. You know, we decide that maybe things of less importance than reaching that goal or doing what it takes that day. Sometimes we push those things to the back burner to go have a good time instead of working. So, you know, we do have the choice to make those decisions and deciding about how we're going to use our time to make the most of it, to get as close as we can to our full potential. I mean, are we ever going to be there? I don't feel like we can ever reach our max potential because there's always going to be room to grow. And, there's always going to be a place for us to take it to the next level. That is the beauty of, I guess, being human, is that, you know, God created us with just unlimited amounts of potential and really resources to just be able to continue to grow and give back and continue to learn and change. And it's pretty amazing. But how do we maximize where we are right now and take steps in a positive direction every single day to get where we want to go? So, Carly, I know that you jotted down some notes this morning. You know, what are your thoughts? Like, how do you, you know, make that committed, consistent effort every day to be your best?
Girl, that is a loaded question. Definitely, you know, something that I'm working on. And one thing that I'm really, really trying to work on is focus. You know, what I'm focusing my attention on. And the fact that if something is worthy of my attention and focus, that's the only thing that I should be doing at that time. However, you know, a lot of us pride ourselves on being these expert multitaskers, right? You know, that's just kind of the mom's life. And, you know, even when you are, maybe you have a job and are you trying to find a new job and you are on an interview, employers look for that quality in people. But you guys know that I have, that I'm a really big fan of a book called The One Thing by Gary Keller. In fact, I'm actually reading this book for the third time. It has made that big of an impact on really focusing on the one thing that has the biggest impact on my business, on my marriage, on my kids, you know, being a mom. And so I really highly recommend that you check this book out. But in the book, he talks about multiple things that are myths. And one thing that he says is a myth is the concept of multitasking. And actually, this word became really popular many, many years ago when computers became more sophisticated. And so as it's talking about a task, it's talking about, you know, a task that the computer has to complete. And, you know, the whole amazing thing about computers is that you can give it multiple tasks to accomplish, and it does it so quickly, there's this illusion that it's completing multiple things all at once. But truly, the thing about computers is speed. It's actually doing these tasks sequentially, but computers are so smart, it figures out and prioritizes what needs to be done first, second, third, fourth, so that it can complete them very quickly, but also in the most efficient manner. And so multitasking truly is a myth because computers aren't even multitasking. But here we think, you know, our human minds can handle doing more things at once. And really, when you try to do too much at once, you end up completing these multiple tasks at a lower standard than you would have if you would have just done them sequentially. And so something that I'm really trying to apply to my business and, you know, my goals and my focus and my priorities is figuring out what is the thing that I can do today that's going to have the biggest impact on my business. And you guys, not that that answer comes to me, you know, in this one brilliant moment, but I really think about what I want to accomplish that day and what's the one thing that I can do that will get me closer to that goal and make it so that all of those other things I need to get done are either way easier or not even necessary. And so, guys, I'm telling you this because it's really hard, but what I've really tried to do is set aside a block of time and dedicate that block of time to the thing that I'm focusing on at that time. I've had to set my phone aside. I've had to turn off the notifications and the dings, even on my computer, I've had to close all other applications because even if I'm working on an email, my Facebook, you know, comes up and lets me know that someone sent me a message. But that's not what I'm working on at that time. And if you're constantly going back and forth between two or more tasks, you have to pick up where you left off. And it actually takes more brain power, more energy. You're more likely to forget where you left off or have to spend time catching back up to remember where you left off. And in the process, you become far less efficient than you would have if you would just stay focused on one thing at a time. And so multitasking and really staying focused is really hard because, like I said, technology has put, it's just made us really accessible. You know, someone knows that if they can't reach me by phone, they're probably going to send me a text. So now, you know, I've been distracted twice. And then if I don't respond back to that text pretty quickly, they're probably going to email me and they may even try to message me on Facebook. And so, you know, see, it almost seems like at times that we really don't have a whole lot of boundaries because, you know, our business in particular seems to be 24 hours a day. And, you know, we span this the entire country, not to mention several other countries. And so time zones come into play too. And so not only am I getting messages between normal business hours, 9 to 5, but also sometimes at 2 a.m., you know, when people in different countries are messaging me. And so, you know, this, the way that our business has structured has made it so, us so accessible, but we are able to become so distracted. And so that's where we as business owners really need to take that into our own hands and realize that, you know, although it's important to stay connected to people that need to reach us, it's also important that we focus on our own tasks that we have deemed most important for reaching our goals. So, Lindy, that was probably more than you ever wanted to hear about what I'm trying to accomplish with multitasking and staying focused. But it's a real challenge. And I know that if I have a hard time with it, and I'm super aware that I have a hard time with it, that other people probably do too. And so I think it comes back to setting a goal and getting really intentional and organized with your time. And just because you're busy doing things all day long doesn't necessarily mean that you're being productive. How many times have I worked all day long to the point that, you know, I need to take a break and sit down and I look back at what I accomplished and I'm not happy with what I accomplished because being busy doesn't equate to being productive. So Lindy, I'm going to pass it back to you now and hear what your thoughts are on this.
Well, I loved everything that you had to say. You know, I think that you and I talked about, you know, several times when you're eating dinner with your family, eat dinner with your family. When you're, you know, focused on making contacts and working on your business, that's what you need to do. And not dividing your attention, not multitasking, but be present in whatever you're supposed to be doing at that time. And, you know, I think that that really is the key to getting the most out of your day. To getting the most out of the time that you're putting in to whatever it is that you're doing at whatever moment of your day it is, just to be all in to that moment, giving it 100% of your attention. And, you know, one of the other things that he talks about in this little book is the two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. And so, you know, we all have the same amount of time in a day, right? Do we lay down at night having the pain of regret of the things that we didn't do because we were, you know, spread too thin and we didn't do anything well? We just did a whole bunch of stuff that didn't really amount to anything. Or, you know, did we push through and have kind of that pain of discipline and eat the frog, do those hardest tasks first thing in the morning? And make the most of the time that we were spending on each one of those areas. I would rather be good at disciplining myself than lay my head down at night and have regret that I didn't, you know, manage my time wisely. I didn't give 100% of my effort to each task because I, you know, loaded my plate up with too many things to do. I tried to multitask, even though, you know, that is really, you can't do it. You can't do anything well if you're trying to juggle a ton of things at once, right? So, you know, I have to, you know, work on it every day too. When I am with my family, I need to be with my family, you know, and it's okay. There's not going to be some crazy emergency that I can't get back to it in an hour. You know, it's going to be okay. We have to realize that, you know, with like Carly said, us being so accessible, that, you know what, it's okay to put your phone down and be a mom or be a wife, you know. You need to give 100% of whatever it is that needs your attention at that moment. And that is really hard to do sometimes because we think it's super easy to just, you know, pick up the phone or, you know, do a little bit here and there. Oh, it's okay. I can send a message right now. Or so focus on what it is that you need to be doing at the moment. Give it 100%. You're going to be so much more productive when you are giving 100% of your attention to whatever it is that you're working on. So Carly, do you have any other thoughts about this? I mean, I know that it's a challenge for us as mamas and wives and business owners and leaders of amazing teams to kind of find that, you know, perfect, you know, to feel like we have a day that goes off like, this is exactly what I needed to do today. I mean, I feel like we always feel like we could have done more. But we're getting better. I mean, we're trying. We're aware of time management being a struggle. We're a work in progress.
You know, a couple of things. What's helped me most is being aware of my phone. And the fact that, you know, if we're going to sit down and eat dinner, which, by the way, my family has committed to doing that every night. We always sit down together and have dinner. That I don't need to have my phone on, number one, and I need to have it not at the table. And I realized that when I was not so committed to doing that, that my kids started bringing their devices to our dinner table. And that really bothered me. And so it's not just about me and what I can get done and how I can focus my time, but I don't want my kids to pick up on my bad habits and feel like it's okay to bring their devices to our dinner table. That when we're having dinner as a family, that we are focused on each other and we're going to talk to each other. You know, that was just one thing that really, that happened for about a week before I just said, my husband and I said, no, we are not going to allow that. And it starts with us because he has a very, demanding job as well. And he's constantly on call. But during that, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes that we're sitting down to dinner, then we're not going to do that. And, you know, I've had to find those moments throughout my day. I noticed my temptation, and you guys, this comes back on me, that I'm tempted to see what's going on, that I'm tempted to answer that text. I'm tempted to answer that email or even just check on Facebook and see what I've missed in the last half hour during things that are really important, like, you know, assemblies at my kid's school. I mean, why do I feel like I have to be so connected 100% of the time when truly at that moment, which doesn't happen that often, you know, I need to be focused on that. And when I started, you know, applying that to my business as well, you know, finding these hour time blocks or 2 hours or whatever, that I need to focus my attention on that. And I don't need to know what's going on Facebook. You know, I don't need to answer that text right away because I'm focused on this. And when I really started becoming more aware, as you said, I noticed that I felt like I became a more productive business owner, that when my family was here, I became a more attentive wife and mom, and I started feeling better about myself. And there's no reason to think that we can't do it all. I'm not saying that at all. I think that we can. I just think that our attention should not be divided. And when we're doing something that we have deemed a priority, we need to focus on that, because those other things are just noise at that time.
I agree completely. I think that is absolutely right. You know, this is a journey, y'all. That's why we have, you know, we share what we're learning on our journey with you on these calls. And, you know, that is the key, though, is to just continue to try to grow and learn, and don't get, you know, stagnant or complacent. But, you know, continue every single day to strive to be better. You know, learn to set your goals, learn to set your priorities, learn to manage that time so that you get the most out of your day and you lay your head down on your pillow at night, being proud of what you've accomplished and the progress that you've made, and that you're, you know, proud of the mom or proud of the dad that you were that day, proud of the wife or the husband that you were that day. And proud of the leader and business owner that you were that day too. You know, every day is not going to be perfect. We are always going to have things that come up and maybe divide our attention a little bit. But, you know, when you have control over your time and what you're doing, make sure that you're giving it 100%, whatever it is that you're working on. And you know that you're going to see progress towards those goals as long as you're making that intentional, focused effort, you know, day in and day out. Carla, do you have any closing thoughts?
I don't think so. You know, get intentional with your time. That's my closing thought. Prioritize what you need to do, and, you know, put the thing first that's going to have the biggest impact. And the probably the biggest thing that you can do in order to stay focused is to control your technology, whether that means turning it off, putting it in a different room. But focus on what you decided was important.
Yeah.
That's it.
For sure. Well, guys, we always appreciate you, you know, calling in, listening to our thoughts. We hope that we can, you know, motivate, inspire, encourage you to keep going, to, you know, never give up on your goals and your dreams. Maybe through our journey and what we're learning, it helps you get clearer on different steps that you can take to achieving your goals. And, you know, we're on this journey with you. And we appreciate you always listening, to what we're learning along the way. And we have this call every Monday at 10 and are always excited to share with you. So thank you so much for dialing in today. And, I hope that y'all have an amazing week. We are going to have a little bit of downtime, Carly and I, on a trip that we've earned, and we leave for the Dominican on Wednesday, and so we're excited about that, but we will be back here next Monday for more awesome motivation. So thank you so much again for dialing in, and this call is officially over.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.